Good morning and welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I am Dr. Kelly Royce, and I will be your host for the next hour. And it will be a fact-filled, we're trying to put the fun back in functional here, and I'm going to be reaching out with an agenda for each meeting. This meeting is now coming to order, and I need you people to be part of We the People and to help with this work and to do your own and to discover and thirst and hunger for truth and righteousness. And you will be overfilled with enough to share with your neighbor and your family and your loved ones and your friends. And it is unfortunate. Of course, we'd rather be fishing. We'd rather be surfing. We'd rather be sailing. It's just not possible to do once you have seen this appalling level of corruption that has been undertaken by officers of the public trust. I got the opportunity to speak with the author briefly of The Fourth Hidden Branch, and I suggest, and here's a challenge, that book needs to be in every single county public library, and not for long, just long enough for it to be reserved and or put on the wish list. And we really need to get The Fourth Hidden Branch, A Corrupt Government's Worst Nightmare, out there until the government is once again of the people, by the people, for the people. We can see it's not working because of the lack of morality. Disgusting lack of morality. So Kelly Z. Mordecai, that's M-O-R-D-E-C-A-I, that is The Fourth Hidden Branch. They've got a website, and they've got updates, and it's a great book. It's what inspired me to get on to my grand jury, to FOIA myself through the FBI in 2011. And I'm going to need your help. I need people to step up to the plate to do this work. I'm certainly not here to just offer edutainment. I appreciate the work of the giants and the shoulders that we're standing on. And I appreciate Republic Broadcasting. What an incredible functioning network of people. What a great, the best guests, the best hosts, the best programs. This is the only place to be listening, in my personal and professional opinion. So I promised to talk a little bit about the agenda here. The agenda is that I'm going to talk about the accomplishments. But I had more B's, more kind of backlash, and a lot of interference, and a lot of distraction. And so I need somebody who is willing to be a nerd for the law, to be a nerd and to have knowledge about the founding fathers and what their purposes were and what their intents were. And it is a lasting purpose, I'll tell you that. So the most important thing that I need as soon as possible so that we can update the database and share it with other folks is I need someone to go to the Department of Justice. The specific address is oig.justice.gov. I need someone to get in there and get a new updated office directory. 99% of these numbers that were functional less than a year ago are now different. Fax numbers are now voicemails and different departments. And so I'm hoping that those that were breaching the oath, abrogating the Constitution, depriving rights under color of law, and violating any of our God-given rights, maybe they've been replaced. Maybe they have been replaced. There is also a fantastic part called Attachment B for busted. These are the listings and the descriptions of Department of Justice components, FOIA requester service centers, and FOIA public liaisons. Descriptions of information that's routinely made publicly available and multi-track processing information. So guess what? I have the tools. My garage, my dad's garage, was full of those huge rolling tool chests with drawers taller than me until I was a teenager. And in each box was neatly arranged a group of drawers with tools in them. Amazing, okay, amazing tools. But guess what? You're only going to get out of this what you put into it. And it's going to show. It's going to show in our counties. Because this constitutional republic and this form of government, wholly inadequate for an immoral group of people. So this attachment B is pretty amazing. It's a, kind of an A through Z organization as well. It starts with the antitrust division. And there is so much to learn. And it's a good thing y'all are youngsters and you got plenty of time to learn these lessons. At least that's what I tell my nephew. So I do need administrative support. I do not and will not type. I'll smash it with a sledgehammer. I do not have and will not use computers anymore because of the health, safety, and privacy issues, not to mention the hazards. So there is the electronic communication device ban, prohibition, etc., that got sent out by yours truly, and I hope some others, and I hope that they got it together during the training session this year at the cgja.org website. That's for the California Grand Jury Association. I would like to hear back from the great Republic of Texas and any other of the several states. If you have started your research, I went over the Nevada revised statutes on the last episode, and in the future, I will cover them as they are presented. There are also some Oregon revised statutes that I will try to cover as well. So let's talk about the constitutional lexicon. That's our privacy interest. Privacy. We do have the right to privacy, to be left alone. And I will now talk about what is a private attorney. This is out of Words and Phrases, permanent edition. That is the 1 minute case law lookup from 1658. In Montana, in 1901, the citation states that a private attorney is employed by and in the interest of private people and one not paid in public funds. In the California District Court in 1983 is where that privacy interest being a constitutional lexicon is covered. That's Article 1, Section 12, and United States Code annotated the Fourth Amendment, or the Fourth Article of the Bill of Rights. In this particular case, there is the, United States, U.S. v. Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S. Another case, citation is People versus Natal, N-A-T-A-L, and then Natal, N-A-T-A-L, versus New York. And in Article 1, Section 9, State versus Campbell. And that was in Oregon in 1998. And there are a few other citations. So the word private, to restate it, means apart from the state, peculiar to an individual. Case law is RFC versus Faust Drilling Company, F-O-U-S-T, and the case citation, 204-520-343. Short and sweet. So, 42 United States Code, Section 1988, is one of the things that covers the private attorney general. In words and phrases, there are several citations and case law regarding the rule, the statute, the doctrines, the exceptions. And so the private attorney general is also when one of the people has to come forward in a matter of interest to a large number of the public. Privacy, health, safety. And that Rico. You know, Puerto Rico used to be called the Port of Rico. Kind of interesting. Words. There are so many of them. So RICO is the Racketeer Influence Corrupt Organizations Act. And people need to step up and start swinging. You know how you go to the batting cages and you pick, like, you know, you want the 50-mile-an-hour pitches, you want 60, you want a big old softball, you want a little baseball. And some dudes are in there at the 90-mile-an-hour, you know, like, that's pretty wild there. So start with a slow, big target. Go to the 40-mile-an-hour cage. Get your helmet on. Get your bat. Be prepared. You don't just want to walk in there and start swinging. You must stretch and warm up and prepare. This is training. We are correcting the training errors. We are raising the standard. So there's another case law that goes with the private attorney general, and that is Ex parte Young. There is also the Accardi Doctrine, A-C-C-A-R-D-A-I, and it's really interesting. I'm not going to give you other than that. And you can call me and leave me a voicemail message with your telephone number and your questions or concerns, and let's have a private, confidential consultation. And I'm happy to walk you through the several grand jury forms. If you've had an issue in California with any of the county level public officials, you can't just let them do that to you or to any of the people. The children. I'll be right back after this break. Dr. Kelly, your host for the Grand Jury Reawakening.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
this is Dr. Kelly. Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, high noon Texas time, and going for an hour of just a blitzkrieg of what is the grand jury? Why do we need to reawaken this incredible justice system of the people, by the people, and for the people? I want to thank Mike School for his work. We did a couple of conference calls across the country and the nation and the continent, actually. And citizensactionnetwork.info is the website where you can learn about the grand juries and EMS and the court information tab. We're currently putting together a pro se toolbox and actually an interactive website where you can fill out forms, and those folks that don't have or use computers, reach out to your buddies. And you buddies, you folks, you know how it is when you have the pickup truck. Everybody needs your help all the time. So go big or go home. And don't go home. Just go real huge and support these folks. CitizensActionNetwork.info. There is the, I think we need to put Mike School in the Guinness Book of World Records for his complaints to the county grand juries with respect to the smart meters. I've now noticed, quote unquote, weaponized, disguised cell towers being deployed on utility trucks by Verizon. No public notice, no signage. And that's a huge red flag. So I need instant action. The action that I need to take is I need to find someone that can do some negotiating paperwork. I don't need anybody to litigate for me, but I'm looking for folks that have had it. Visit antennasearch.com. And utilize the interactive website. See what's going on at the schools. See what's going on at the malls. Not that you want to go there, but you should see what's going on nowadays. Get yourself a little Cornet meter. Heck, get a little AM radio. Get a hiking compass and start examining your surroundings. I need you to have longevity. I'm not just waking you up to smell the coffee. I'm waking you up to have the whole buffet. There is so much luscious truth out there, and you really need to dig into it deep. I will be back after this break, the bottom of the hour, on the Grand Jury Reawakening, and thank you for joining me here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today. This is the July 28th edition of the Grand Jury Reawakening. And I'm going to cover a few of the complaint forms from some of the major counties here in the great Republic of California. And I'm going to start with Sacramento today. Why Sacramento, you ask? Why not? So, any one of the people can demand the grand jury to conduct an investigation into allegations of mistreatment by officials. I can name 100, but I won't. Suspicions of misconduct or inefficiencies by agencies of Sacramento County or the cities of Sacramento, Elk Grove, Folsom, Galt, Thistleton, Citrus Heights, or Rancho Cordova. This official complaint form is available from the grand jury office. You may obtain one by telephoning the office at 916-874-7559 and asking that one be sent to you by mail. When you receive it, fill it out and mail it or deliver it to the Sacramento County Grand Jury, 720 9th Street, room 611, Sacramento, California, 95814. Unfortunately, they don't have a fax number available yet, but that is one accessibility, one reasonable accommodation that the grand jury needs to make to support the people. And it is my belief and conviction that the grand juries need to meet on a weekly basis until they have scrubbed the corruption from the halls of justice. These counties are here for we the people. And I think that the best complaint form, because I want to put the fund back in functional, and I think that Sierra County wins the prize, because their complaint form says Sierra County Grand Jury needs your input in huge letters. It says, we welcome your suggestions or complaints. And then I put, we welcome Michael Scholl's suggestions or complaints. Because he's a good guy, and he's organized, and he does the work. And I need you folks to get behind and support the folks that are doing this work. I am grateful for Republic Broadcasting and for the work that John Stattmiller has been doing over the years. I don't know how they made it through, but it was perfect timing to be here for the tribulation and the great tribulation. And it's a heck of a lot more than just the last 7 years that we've been through this. So another interesting fact here is that Siskiyou County is where Kelly Mordecai is. That's the author of The Grand Jury, The Fourth Hidden Branch, The Corrupt Government's Worst Nightmare. And it's a fantastic book. It's got great appendices in it. And there's a section in there you need to check out about the 40 thieves of Siskiyou County. And there are a lot of folks that don't play around. I mean, I don't just go in there and toss it around that I was or did or do or will, but it is your secret weapon. It is your most important, your most delicate, fragile, expensive tool. But it doesn't do any good if it's sitting up in a glass case just being ogled at. So use this. Step it up. Don't worry if you didn't get on it. You need to get this information. And I'm not completely exactly sure on the schedule, but in Nevada County, California, It is the first and the third Tuesdays of the month that the full panel meets. So call me, write me, P.O. Box 1624, Vikings Beach, California, 96143. I've gotten to do a little bit of research on some of the local planning agencies and special districts. TRPA, Tahoe Regional Planning Association. How interesting is this? That in the case, the Supreme Court case, Owen versus Independence, and it's Owen, O-W-E-N, like Owen! In Throw Mama from the Train, versus City of Independence. That case number 445 U.S. 622 from 1980. What an interesting case to read. That has to do with Section 1983 of 42 of the United States Code. And it mentions this Bivens versus six unnamed federal drug agents. And then there's Rodriguez versus United States Department of Labor, but that's kind of a lot of, there's a lot of info in there, and don't bite off too much of that elephant yet. We'll get there. So go ahead and view, print, share, read Owen versus the City of Independence, and go through this copy and get your mechanical pencil. You can get red lead, you can get, you know, regular colored lead, whatever, and highlight. Actually, don't use highlighters because then they make cruddy copies in the future, but get your pencils and get out there and read these, and it'll speak volumes to you of all of the hidden kind of dark sayings of old that the halls of justice have turned the lights out on us. They've locked the doors. They've hidden the keys, and they haven't even used them themselves. And so a great attorney devotional would be, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You know, they've got seven woes to deal with. And the founding fathers wanted us to have the blessings. Deuteronomy 28. The first part, that's the good part. The blessings. You only get those by obedience. The cursings are what come from the disobedience. You know, it's pretty interesting when you read the verses talking about the children of disobedience who were created for the day of trouble. I don't want to be disobedient. I want to do this work. I am doing this work. I need you to get me some fax numbers so I can fax my Congress. Because the Congress has the power and the duty to order the judge to recuse and to excuse and completely, when there is a conflict of interest and a financial one at that, the judge has absolutely no business on the bench. And that's why you need to fax your members of Congress. The toll-free Capitol switchboard is, and put this everywhere, 877-762-8762. The toll-free Capitol switchboard, that is your House of Representatives. Those are your senators. Those are your congressmen, women, and children. 877-762-8762. If your friends are harmed, injured, damaged. If they have problems, they are not a problem. They are reaching out to you for help, and you need to be raised up and be that leader and that supporter and that reinforcer and that encouragement. Gee, are those all the things that are missing? Well, if you smell something, say something, and yeah. The little red hen and the fresh baked bread. What a great story. What a good value to teach to your kids in a practical sense. So thank you again for your support of CitizensActionNetwork.info. Go there, get the goods, distribute the goods, and share in the facts. You've got factual allegations, and it's time to state it, to talk about it, unless, of course, it's already in the grand jury, and then it's confidential till the report comes out, or until you see the folks being led away in handcuffs on the nightly news. Yes, it has actually been on the nightly news, and we need to see more of that. These folks swore the oath, and probably not just once. There is another one of the people out there who needs your help. That's what your senator is here for at your state level. That's what your Congress is here for at the federal level. You run into issues that aren't solved at the county level. Start at the top of the food chain. Start with the top of the food chain. Go directly to your Congress if it's a federal issue. Mom used to say, honey, you don't have to make a federal case out of it. Well, yeah, not when you're in a grade schooler or a junior high schooler, but Mom was preparing me. She didn't fully prepare me, but that's okay. I'm here to prepare you. You got to go at it anti-vigilante style. Find your law library that you can have access to. It should be a public law library. Go to your college. Find your notary. Are you in a good credit union? You probably have a free notary service. That'll save you $15 a pop in, what are they calling it, Commifornia, California. Joel Gilbert called it the People's Republic of California. Oh, that's kind of painful laughter, but it's time to reawaken the people. That's my agenda. The new business is I'm going to get my stack of complaints to go to the various grand juries. You know what I'm bringing up, the communication ban on the electronic devices to restore the integrity, to restore the quality, and to restore function of the county and the oath that they swore. Penal code 911. Penal code 911. This is an emergency. This is a notice and demand for you to wake up, read, and don't weep too long. Read them and weep. It is high time to get your pencils. And I'm not talking just a little package. You're going to need a pallet of pencils. you're going to need a pallet of paper. Get your office supplies and get wise. And I'll be right back after this break. Thank you again.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. Is that music in my head bothering you? I apologize. It's really important to have the Baroque period classical music. It incorporates both hemispheres of your brain. For example, Handel, Haydn, Mozart. And the best writing music is the Ein kleine Nacht music. I'll give you a tiny rendition. And it helps you use your linguistic strength and your logic and your creativity all at the same time. The whole brain. It functions better when it's working together. And I wanted to, I think there was a change at the very beginning of my show for the call-in number to listen live to the live stream during the show. And for those folks that have visual issues, this is a great way to take in the show. You can listen live on either republicbroadcasting.org, or if you're New Order Amish, you can call area code 351-999-5178 and choose option 1 to listen to the live stream as it's being broadcast. And we've got Mike Rayleigh working on people versus states, Mikrie, MIKRIE.com is his website, and we're looking forward to getting that evidence handling unit link updated. Go straight to the CGJA.org, visit the California Special Districts Association website, and just print what you need so you don't have to go back. I'd like you to limit your time to going onto the computer to print materials for your notebooks, for your library, for your own encyclopedic reference, for your office directories. And give me those fax numbers. I need to contact our congressmen, our senators, and everybody else in between. The legislators, the assembly members. All right, thank you for joining me. This has been the Grand Jury Reawakening for Saturday, the 28th of July. I will see you next week, and have your reports ready, or call me and I'll walk you through it.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.